Daf Lamed Zayin, and we were in the middle of an interesting, what it seemed to be triggered by Rabbi Akiva observation that there's a new halacha of heter b'tzaref le'isr. Up until now, we never said beferish. We think this is Rabbi Akiva's sheet, but it's clear that we got up to the point in the Mishnah where Rabbi Akiva is chelek on the Tanakama, and he says afilu shara pito b'yayin. The word kedelet saref, it's true, it has two possible uses. We could use leilet saref means that even though the wine is absorbed in the bread, we pull it all out, we take out that whole kezayis, put it back together again, so to speak. And that way, you're going to be chayev, in which case the only thing he's really arguing about is that the Tanakama, the Mishnah Rishon, has said a revi'it is the shir, and he's saying the kezayit is the shir. Why he would put it this way is a little strange, that it would be in the pot, but we can explain that as we'll see. But the most apparent explanation was Kedelet Saref means to add up a kezayit between the pot and the yayin, which is weird, because how do you chayev, being mechayev the nazar less than a kezayit of yayin? The only way to say that would be that heter mitzaref lisur, we would be adding the heter component, which is the pot, to the iser component, which is the yayin. Because of that trigger, we brought Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, which Rabbi Avu quoted. There's a unique halacha in Nazir that there's a din called Heter Mitzaref Le'Isur, and you don't need a shear of the entire Isur. You can add it up together with Heter and Isur together. And we mentioned there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether that means it has to be B'tarovet or it's not B'tarovet. We've been reading through this Osugya as not B'tarovet, because in the story of the Shum and the Mikpah, we spoke about it not B'tarovet. And so far, we'll continue with that approach. So that was Rabbi Avu. Unique halacha, not to be found anywhere else. And Ze'iri pointed out there's also another place where we would have this halacha, which is by Haktara of Chometz on the Mizbeach. And it turned out that he actually meant to include and Chometz bePesach Bechlal, that there would also be a diuk of the equivalent of Mishrat. But those are unique. Okay. Comes along Abaya, and we're in the middle of this attack of Abaya. Abaya says, I can't imagine how anybody could say it's unique. Heter mitzaref le'iser is a given all over the place. We never found anybody ever doubting it. And he brings the story of the mikpah, where over there, the rabbanim say, that we're going to be speaking about the ability of less than a revius, b'makom echad of ochlin, kibetzer rather, b'makom echad of ochlin, b'makabel tumah. Why? Because it's chomer, since a czar would be chayev on eating a kezayit of it. Now the problem is, that there is no kezayit over here, because we're talking about sprinklings of shum over a porridge. So where's the kezayit? Therefore, says Abaye, you see, we took for granted it's because of hetem etzaref leisur. Indeed, there was a kezayit. To which the Gemara responded that the halacha over there was because of a kezayit b'chtei afilat pras. So first of all, we introduce this new sugya, that as long as you've got a kezayit b'chtei afilat pras, you have sufficient chiyev. It's not clear whether that means if you eat a kezayit of something that has a kezayit b'chtei achilas pras, or it means you can b'sach hakol eat a kezayit by eating enough of it that you have a kezayit, and that won't be more than the shir of achila, because you'll have a kezayit b'chtei achilas pras. When we get into the sugya later on of Tam Ki Ikar, we'll talk more about whether that needs to be a kezayit or needs to be the entire achilas pras to get to the kezayit. But in any event, says the Gemara, what makes you think that it's because of heter mitzaref le'isur? Now, at this point, we got into a big discussion about whether the kezayis b'chtei achilas pras is really acceptable as an explanation, because the whole point over here was that it's a diuraita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tam Ho v'zar lo ke'alav b'kezayit, which means that if you're lo ke'alav, it's a chi of diuraita. If it's a chi of diuraita, that would explain why we're being machshiv the kebetza of ochlin to be mekabel tuma as well. Abaye continues to fight against the assumption that there's an alternative to heter mitzaref le'isur today. And he wants to prove that it's clear that the explanation all over by Truma is based on Heter Mitzaref Le'Isur and not Kezayis B'chtei Achilat Pras. So that's where we're up to in Abaye's continued attacks. Says Abaye, and now we're in the middle of Lamed Vav Amud Bet. We're actually two lines above the midpoint of the Daf. Eitvei. Shtei Meduchot. Achat Shel Teruma Ve'achat Shel Chuli. If you've got a case where you have two grinders, two mortar and pestles, where you've got one of truma, one of chulin, and you've been grinding, they're filled now with spices that you've ground up, and you have in front of you, l'fadav shtei kederot, akacha truma v'akacha chulin. You've also got now two potfuls of food, and one is truma, one is chulin, v'nafu elu l'toch elu. Now you might have confused the truma spice grinder with the yichulin one, and the contents of one falls into one, the contents of the other falls into the other. The Mishnah says that the din over there is shtehen mutarot. You can eat both pots of food, meaning the czar is able to eat the chulin one without any problem. Of course, the truma eats the truma one, and we assume shani omer chulin l'toch chulin laflu v'truma l'toch truma laflu. I have a right to assume that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into a chulin. Now, this is a little bit ridiculous. We don't have a right to assume. There's a suffix over here, something that you'll be chayav nisar. So it says, Abaya, look, I mean, if we're talking about, kezayit b'chtei achilat pras, is a diraita. So then, amaya mina chani omer? What right would you have on an issa diraita to say, because I can assume, what do you mean you can assume? How can you assume? So it's clear that there is no such halacha that kezayit b'chtei achilat pras is diraita sufficient. Says the Gemara, elamar. Abaya, what do you say? Okay, you say there's no kedei achilas pras. I thought you were the one who held hetter mitzaref leyisr. So if you hold hetter mitzaref leyisr, if now the truma fell into the chulin and a czar eats it, which you're now being matir, you're telling me, go right ahead. Go right ahead. And what's with hetter mitzaref leyisr? Amayam rina chani omer. And according to you, what's the explanation? So for God's sake, there's obviously another issue over here. What's that other issue? Ella, the other issue is, anach l'trumat tavlin, Rabbanani. The other issue is that we aren't discussing anything that could possibly lead you to be over on a Issa D'oraita. Because since we're talking about a spice grinder, so where in the world would there be Truma D'oraita? And when you're dealing with spices, there is no spice that's a D'oraita. And therefore, this explains it, whether you hold at the Mitztarfel Isser, whether you hold Gachila Bichteachilas Prasa Kezayit, it's irrelevant over here because I'm talking about being Seimech Lekula on a Drabban. Okay, says Abaya. Very smart. So let's avoid the issue of the tavlin. I have exactly the same situation in the Mishnah about a actual grain case. And a grain case is diorite. I think we're all agreed, right? And yet the Mishnah says, shtei kupot, achat shel truma v'achat shel chulin. Now here you've got two containers of grain, one of which is truma, one of which is chulin. Well, if they have shtei sa'in, achat shel chulin v'achat shel truma. Now you've got two piles. One of chulin, one of truma, and they get mixed now. So the kupot fall into the sa'im. Naflu elu l'toch elu. Shneim mutarim. Says over there exactly the same thing. They're both mutar. Sha'ani omer. Chulin l'toch chulin naflu. Truma l'toch truma naflu. Now I'd like to see you explain this one by saying it's tavlin. So yisak adayit l'kizayit b'chdeyakilas pras. You're going to tell me that kizayit b'chdeyakilas pras is the oraita. That is awesome. So maya minat sha'ani omer. Now don't give me the business about hetem etzfar plis. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, oh yeah, and according to you, it works out. Yes, according to me, it works out perfectly well. Because bishleim aladidi, look, according to me, who understands the issue all along, is hetem etzfar plis. Before you get to hetem etzfar plis, gentlemen, you have to get into the question of whether the yisr is here, don't you? Well, I say the yisr isn't here. Why? Because it's batel barov. If there's no bittel, then you can get hetem etzfar plis. But if there's bittel, you got to hetem etzfar plis. Now bishleim in the previous case. Or in the case we had earlier about Kutach Habav, where over there I was shouting at the Mitzvah of Yisr, okay? Now, obviously, over there you don't have Rov of the Yisr. I mean, the Kutach Habav is mostly, I mean, we even said you don't have Kezayat, but they have Pras, ultimately. You certainly don't have Rov. So, and in the case of Tavlin, you certainly don't have Rov. You have Rov of spices. But that doesn't bother me, you see, because there is no Bittel. Could you just pull it out and pull out the plug? There is no Bittel. In a case, carefully, yeah, gently, because the motor is detached. Just pull out the refrigerator plug.
It's like shutting hell down in 2001.
So, bishleim aladidi, you see, in this case, there is a bittel. But in the previous cases, where I can taste it, there's no bittel. That I understand. That's something that is made for taste. So you've got the tavlin, you've got the case of the kutach habavli, which is very, very poignant taste over there, picante taste. So there, in Achinami, I have the same problem. But in this case, I don't have the problem. There would be no head to mitzvah l'isr until I can establish the isr there. But according to you, you say kezayit v'derech l'espras. That's one kezayit out of four beitzim. You don't have a rov, that's for sure. So it became bat. According to Rambam, three. But it's still bat. So in that case, how do you explain? We would rely on Sha'ani Omer, on something which a guy could end up being chayav misa for eating. Is that all ridiculous? So the dog, the avid bishum deika kizayit b'teachilas pras. Who cares about the fact that you've got rove of kulin? I care, but you shouldn't care. You've still got kizayis b'teachilas pras, and you claim that's a diaraita. And on this diaraita, we're going around saying, well, it's okay, shani omer. Omar lei. Well, you'd be right if we were talking about bizman habayit. But we're not talking about bizman habayit. We're talking about anach v'truma bizman hazeh, the rabbanan. Since we're talking about a mishnah, which I say is referring only to truma bizman hazeh. Truma bizman hazeh is the rabbanan, and therefore we rely on sha'ani omer. But enach inani, if it wouldn't have been for that, we never would have said sha'ani omer, because kizayit b'tei achilas pras is in fact a diorite. So in other words, we still have two possibilities here. According to Abaya, the explanation all over where we find Isurim of the Starovet is because of Mitzarif, the Heter to the Yisr. So he says it's a universal. And it's not true that only be Isurim Nazir. And that Kol Isurim Shabbat Torah ain't Heter Mitzarif Li Yisr. Actually, be Kol Isurim Shabbat Torah Heter Mitzarif Li Yisr. That's Abaya's shot. But Rabbi Avuhu is now being supported by our Sugya, in which he's claiming it's a unique halacha in the din of Nezirut, and possibly also in Chometz on a Mizbeah, or Chometz b'Pesach. And the explanation of the other cases where we find Isser in mixtures is not because of Hetem Mitztaref Isser, it's actually because Yesh Kizayit B'Teach Yilas Pras. Whenever you have Kizayit B'Teach Yilas Pras, you also have an Isser Diuret. Now, suddenly, Abaya seems to reverse his das completely. And instead of arguing that Hetem Mitztaref Isser is a Drabonan, all of a sudden, Abaya gets up and says, where the heck do you get this Hetem Mitztaref Isser jazz anyway? You learned that Hetem Mitztaref Isser from Mishrat Anavim. What makes you think Mishrat Anavim has anything to do with Hetem Mitztaref Isser? It's a rather strange reversal of his opinion. Okay, we need to get some air in here or some cooling in here. One or the other. But I think that that's a good idea. I think you've missed enough.
Hey, baby.
He's opening the door so we can get some air. Okay. Well, not at this stage. Now we need you here. Thank you. So says Abaye, Mimaydai Mishrat Hetem Itztaref L'Isser Hudiyata. What makes you think that Hetem Itztaref L'Isser, and by the way, this is really right in the perfect place. Because, you see, Abaye just said, actually, that there's a difference between me. I say it's Hetem Itztaref L'Isser, so therefore you have to first establish that the Isser is here. But according to you, holds kizayit b'chteach las pras, so then even if it would be batel berov, it would still be us, right? That's what Abaya just said. How do we establish that the Isser is here? And Abaya said we have to establish the Isser is here. Well, normally we establish the Isser is here because we go according to rov, right? But where you're talking about the taste of wine and bread, rov of what? I mean, there's no wine left in the bread. I have a dry piece of bread that now tastes like wine. That is based on a whole new yesod, which if I don't know, I can't even start talking about Hetem Mitztaref L'Isser, can I? Maybe when something is no longer be'en, it's no longer here, in the way that I can measure it and see it, maybe it's not here at all. In which case, we don't even have to discuss Hetem Mitztaref L'Isser. Therefore, Abaya isn't just grasping at straws over here and starting to talk about a new circuit. Abaya is speaking about the next essential thing to talk about. You haven't yet established that Ta'am Ki'ikar. Ta'am ki'ikar means if there's a taste of a thing, then the Torah still considers you to be over an Isser and eating that thing. Maybe that's what we learn out from Mishrat. If you dip your bread into wine, and it tastes like wine, even though I don't see the wine anymore, then the bread is Asur. Isn't that a very big Kiddush in and of itself? And you jump to the conclusion, you can even be Mitzarev, the bread to the wine. What makes you say to be Mitzarev, the bread to the wine? So this is now a Abaya's new problem. So in my day, Mishrat le'etem itztaref l'isur hudiyata, Dilma litain ta'am ki ikar hudiyata. Maybe it's only there to tell me that it isn't bottle in terms of its iser the moment that it's no longer be'en and clearly discernible on its own. So it may be possible, and here we get into the question for a moment of the Hetem Mitztaref L'Isser. If we took the approach we've taken here, that Hetem Mitztaref L'Isser is even where it's not mixed, then what we could say is that the Havamina here is Hetem Mitztaref L'Isser is only where it's not mixed. But in a case, because there I don't get into the problem of bittel at all. Now the question is, if I have a maisa of achila, so I eat as a gezayit, And now, in that eating of a kezayit, there is iser. Maybe that's the shear of iser. Not that the iser itself has to be a kezayit, but that there has to be an act of a chakila that's a kezayit. However, if the iser is not be'en, maybe the Torah didn't ask for the iser at all. So for that secondary question, I need to first establish that there would be a din of tam ke'ika. Once I know that there's tam ke'ika, then maybe I could start talking about heter b'tzaref le'iser in terms of the shear, even where the kezayis is now mixed with something else. So again, we're keeping it very easy. The truth is each and every one of these steps is a major machlokes, halacha l'maaseh. But the simplest way of learning the sugya is like this. So now, for the first time, we're wondering, and what if indeed it were mixed, and it was no longer be'en? So the Alalita in Tam Kuikir Udiyata says, hold on a second over here. Abai has been the guy in the corner of arguing that Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser is a universal, and now he's coming along and questioning how we even know Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser. What's gotten into him? Says the Gemara, Abai, he could have kakasha like my Tukum Rav Dimi. First, he's attacking Rav Dimi. Well, how can you possibly say that it's limited to only the case of Nazir and maybe these other cases? Remember, he was originally talking to Rav Dimi. And Rav Dimi kept coming back with explanations. Well, it's because of Kezayis B'chvei Akilat Pras. And he asked him another question, one question after another. And all of a sudden he gets up and said, oh, by the way, how do you even know Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser? Isn't that a little odd? So he's Bajla Kolalati Yufta. He asks him all these questions, and then after he finally quiets Rav Dimi down, so Hada Amale, then he says, well, actually, maybe there is no Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser. Maybe it's all about Litei Tam Ke'ikr. What happened here? What's the problem? I mean, what do you think? Abai is on a soapbox. I mean, Abai is trying to find out the truth. Rav Dimi answered all of his problems. He told him the case of the Kutakha Bavli was, you don't have a Kezayis B'Chvei Akilat Pras. The case of the Meducha was talking about Tavlin, which is a Ditzit Rabbon. The case of the Shtei Kupot was talking about Truma B'Zman Hazeh. So what, you think Abai has got like an agenda here? Rav Dimi explained that there is such a thing as Kezayis B'Chvei Akilat Pras D'Oraita. So now Abai says, okay, you know what? So maybe the whole business is about something else. Maybe it's about Tam Ke'ikr. So after he hears all these answers, then Enoch Inami. So after he hears now, Bata Deshani Le, after Dini answered him his questions about how we can't say that necessarily the din of Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser is universal, he turns around and indeed he says to him, Timbalite Tam Ke'ikr De'ata. It's not as if Tam Ke'ikr is not used by the Rabbanim to tell me that in Mishrat, to tell me the din of Tam Ke'ikr, Kedetanya. After all, we do have a whole sugya in Pesachim in which we darshan Mishrat for exactly that purpose. Not for Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser, but instead for Tam Ke'ikr, the Tanya. Mishrat, by the way, there are some who take out the Tanya here and learn that this is all part of the Maimer of Abaya himself. But we'll see that there actually is a machloket of Tanoim about this question, and therefore we might as well bite the bullet and talk about a bright. So Mishrat, that teaches me Litein Tam Ke'ikar, meaning She'im Shara Anavim B'Mayim V'yesh Be'em Tam Yayin Chayav. But only certainly if you would eat a kezayit. It doesn't say anything about eating less than a kezayit. Again, I'm simplifying. Because there are certainly Rishonim that hold that the din of Tam Ke'ikar means that you would be chayav on eating a kezayit of that which has the Tam of the Iser. In which case you'll say, so that boils down to Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser anyway. So what's the difference between Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser and Tam Ke'ikr according to that, right? Now there are differences. What about a case of Min Benino, for instance, where there's no recognition of the taste? The treif meat, the kosher meat, tastes exactly the same. So I'm not going to say that over here, Tam Ke'ikr, where's the Heter Ke'ikr of the Tam? So there, we got a whole new issue in which we would have to deal with Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser. For instance, there's lots of the whole Ramban that talks about what the differences would be between Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser and Tam Ke'ikr. But again, the way we said it originally, the difference is immense. Because the Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser would be talking about outside of a Tarovet, totally. The din of Tam Ke'ikr is talking about within a Tarovet, and then only if you eat a Kezayit. So that's the simplification, taking the extremes of all of the Shittot, okay? So again, let's stick with that. I just want to mention, as we go by, that the things we take for granted. But then we'll get back and discuss the board. So first, just taking it easy, if we're talking about Tam Ke'ikr, then the assumption would be we'd still need the shear of a kezayit, and we never learned out from Mishrat the halacha of Heter B'Tzaref L'Iser. So first of all, it teaches us, v'yishbem tam yayin, that it would be chayim, u'mikan atad dam nekol yisurim sheba Torah. And from here, you can figure that all yisurim sheba Torah, indeed, are learnt out of Mishrat Anavim of the Nazir, which is really wild because
We just said, only Nazir, if we thought we were learning out, Tom, that it enters with Starfleet, yes, we said, oh, this is unique to Nazir. But now that we're learning out the din of Tom Kicker, now all of a sudden it's a model for Kala Tarakula. That's another strange switch over here of the bright from what we just learned. Okay, we'll get back to that question. But meanwhile, Abaya is worried about the whole basis of the halakha of Hetzer Mitzvah Tarfleiser, which before he thought was actually what lied behind all of these various halachas. Now it turns out, maybe not. Maybe it's then in Kizayis Bichtei Achilat Pras, which, by the way, is obviously a variation on the theme. In other words, if Tam Ke'ikr, then what's the point of a Kizayis Bichtei Achilat Pras? If you're telling me that I can eat a Kizayis Bichtei Achilat Pras, that we were assuming all along. We never talked about Tam Ke'ikr. Now all of a sudden we're talking about Tam Ke'ikr. So now we've got three issues. Kizayis Bichtei Achilat Pras, which again we assumed meant if you eat the whole thing. Oh, I can't believe that. If I eat the whole thing and there's a Kizayis Bichtei Achilat Pras, so then you're chayav, or without cutting on to Tam Ke'ikr. Because there's more than Tam. There's Mamasho. But if you've got something that doesn't have Mamasho, either it's so spread out that there's no possible way for me to actually get sufficient iser in the amount of time that it would require in order to be mechayev me, or maybe there's no mamasho at all. Maybe it's not a mixture of actual things. It was just the absorption of taste. I mean, how about if you boil something up in a treifa pot? Is there nevela inside it? There's the taste of the nevela that's been absorbed by the pot. It would be entirely taste-oriented. So we've got three different issues. We've got Tam Ke'ikr, Hetter Mitztarfli Yisr, and then we've got this other thing that Abaye was talking about all along, which is Kizayit Bichtei Achilas Pras. Now, that may be part of the din of Tam Ke'ikr, perhaps. Again, this is a major, major machlokes. Whether if you've got, I mentioned this earlier, if you've got a Kizayit Bichtei Achilas Pras, then everybody agrees that eating a Kizayit would be awesome, according to some Rishon.
A
Kizayit of the dilute material, exactly. Because once I have that amount that I have enough of a shir of achila, so then even if I eat just a kizayit, I would be chayev without coming on that to mitzdarf leisr, but requiring tam ke'ikr. Well, but now there would be a shir in tam ke'ikr.
So
I'm going to clarify that we have three issues that at the end we're going to have to go back, look at the shitot harishonim to see the different ways in which we'll understand the ramifications of these three concepts and how they interrelate with each other. Until now, we're keeping it very pashut. Kizayit Bichtei Achilas Pras is the actual achila of the mamashut ha'isur. You would only be chayev if you actually eat the kizayit Bichtei Achilas Pras. Ah, you'll say, why would I need to learn a halacha in terms of bittul of kizayit Bichtei Achilas Pras? Isn't the shir of kizayit Bichtei Achilas Pras is not a given, d'oraita? Well, gentlemen, you should have asked this on Abaye. Is Abaye out of his mind? He never learned any of the sugyas that the shir of achila is kizayit Bichtei Achilas Pras. He's coming to attack Rav Dini. Kizayis, but there's Pras. That's a D'oraiser. Yeah, you're darn right it's a D'oraiser from just about every Masechta and Shas. It's a D'oraiser. What kind of question is that? Is it a D'oraiser? So clearly, there's a difference between understanding the shear of Kizayis Bichtei Achilas Pras, where I'm nibbling at a nevela, and it's telling me the amount of time that my nibbling is called Achila. That's one issue. Then there's another issue. The nevela falls into a Pras, a shear of Pras of kosher meat. Then you have a different question, Kizayis Bichtei Achilas Pras, because then you have a mixture. Whoever said that the shear of Kizayis Bichtei Achilas Pras in a mixture is the equivalent of eating the pure nevela but nibbling it over time? That Abaye was taking for granted is that those are two different worlds. The world of Ta'arovet and the shear that's given for Achila when something is entirely be'en, never the twain shall meet. That's why he was shot. And now we have four issues. We have to keep separate the shear that defines the nature of Achila, Bichtei Achilas Pras, and the idea of a ta'arovet, which the Kizayis is, Bichtei Achilas Pras, which that's just a theoretical possibility. If we could somehow magically take away all of the molecules of heter, we'd be left with sufficient iser to eat, theoretically, Bichtei Achilas Pras. Okay? So again, it's not necessarily part of the same circle. So here we see that Mishrat is used for Tab Ke'ikr, and we use Nazir as a model for kol atayra kula. Mikanat adam merkol yisurim shabat Torah. And how do I learn from Nazir? Well, my friends, Nazir is probably the best possible model because it's got every kula in the book. And if the Torah is being machmer on Nazir, it's for sure going to be machmer on other things. I mean, look, first of all, uma Nazir, eni suro yisur olam. The Nazir is not something that's also forever. It's just 30 days. Veni suro yisur hana'ah. Is there an isur for Nazir to derive benefits from burning alcohol? No. Isra Achila v'Shtia. Furthermore, suppose a Nazir wants to get out of his Isser. He goes to a Chacham, he's Mata the Isser. Can you imagine being Mata the Isser of Chazer? So if on a simple Isser like this, that there is Makpid on Tam Ke'ikr. And nonetheless, Yesh Heter Lisuro. So it's got three things that distinguish it as being more kal than anything else. And nonetheless, Amra Torah, the Torah still said that Tam is Ke'ikr. I mean, what if you get into serious Isurim, man? How about Kiloy Akerim? You want to talk about grapes? Let's talk about grapes. Kiloy Akerim. Well, Kiloy Akerim is an Isser Eilon. It's an Isser Hana, Pentukdash, Pentukadesh, Vidarshan. And Ein Heter Lisuro. There's no way to get rid of Kiloy. Once it's us, it remains us forever. You have any doubt that in a case like that, and then now you want to talk about grapes? You talk about Orla too. Now, it's true that you can't get all three of the advantages of the Yisr Kalei HaKerem over Nazir when it comes to Orla, but you can certainly get two out of the three. Which two out of the three? What would you say, guys? Which two out of the three? Well, you can't be go to a Chacham and be Matur, the Orla. Okay. But now they say, okay, ain't it terli Yisro? That's what you would think. Seems to be. Okay, so which one is missing? Maybe ain't Yisro Yisro
Lam. Well, the Orla is always Usher.
Yeah, that's a problem. The Orla is always Usher. I mean, you'd have to say, ain't Yisro Yisro Lam means the type of Yisro becomes Botel. It's to say that the Naziris is always Usher, just doesn't apply after 30 days. So maybe that would be the part that's equivalent to the Naziris. Or the Yisro Naya, that's not going to go away. So it's actually a machlokas, how to understand this thing. Rashi learns all over that it's indeed not called an Isser Olam, because after 3 years, there's no Isser Olam. Just like after 30 days, there's no Isser Naziris. Tosfos always shouts about that. What does that have to do with it? Well, what is Orla is. I mean, that's not going to change. That's like saying, Kiloy HaKerem, if I rip out the Kilayim, now I'll plant new things, it'll be mutter. What does that have to do with it? But whatever was Kilayim is Kilayim. Whatever is Orla is Orla. So it's definitely Isur Olam. But, says Tosfos, Yesh Heter LeYisuro. Where is there Heter LeYisuro? Because in the fourth year, things are actually Orla, until you're paid of them. So Nether Avai is Orla with the ability to be paid of. So that means that it's not a type of Isur, it doesn't have pigeon. That's one approach. There's another very interesting approach to the process, which is, there is a heter to plant Orla. There's no Isra. It's a Yesh Heter LeYisuro. Did anybody tell you you can't plant the tree? Go ahead and plant the tree. Now it'll be awesome. Okay. But you can't plant the lion. Right. That's how he learns it. Okay. All right. But anyway, on the surface it looked good, and then when you start thinking about it, what do you mean Bishtayim? Why Bishtayim? But anyway, certainly whatever you're going to argue with me about, it's one of those kind of things. You know what? I'm not interested in hearing all of your arguments. Let's say it's two out of three, okay? Now you're happy. You want to make it one out of three? Okay. All right. So at least you've got at least two out of the three, says the Gemara by Orla. Or Marley, not probably. The correct Girsa is the Girsa in the other Svara, in which it says, Or Marley, Ahu Rabbana. That is going according to the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Now for the first time, we are indeed acknowledging that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Akiva is claiming today what Tzarev indeed means, Heter Mitzarev L'Isser. So he's probably using Mishrat to tell me Heter Mitzarev L'Isser. Whereas the Rabbanan, who don't talk about Siruf, they hold that there's no din of Heter Mitzarev L'Isser, and Mishrat is coming to tell me Ta'am Ki'ikar. Okay, so Kibbutz Mashenken, Rabbi Avu, who was asserting the halacha of Heter Mitzarev L'Isser, he was going to leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? You can't mean Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah. I mean, how do you know what Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah means? He left it hanging. So what? Hi, Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva are we talking about? You mean our Rabbi Akiva? The local Rabbi Akiva? Our Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva? The Tan Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Sharat Bito B'Yayin, V'yeshbo Kedei Litzaref Kizayin, which you took in the broadest possible sense of Litzaref. Litzaref means pull it together with the Heter, instead of saying Litzaref means pull it together, and there's all Kizayin. So, Mimai, how do you know to explain the word Litzaref that way? Maybe that's not how to read it. Dilma vuhu deika kizayit miyayin lechudei. Maybe there's only if it actually has a full kizayit of yayin, all without the kizayit, any of the kizayit, of the pot. And if you'll say, so then what's the chiddush if it's got the kizayit? Chitei mamai lameimra. I mean, why is that? I mean, if all he was talking about, what do you mean, what's the chiddush? About the chiddush is Tam Ke'ikr. Yeah, but why say it here about Nazir? I mean, if it's a universal halakha of Tam Ke'ikar, what are you making that sentence for? It has nothing to do with the machlokas we're talking about. No. You're right. I'm not talking about that chiddush. I'm talking about the chiddush of, says the Gemara, the Tanna Kama said a Reviyat. I spoke about a Kezayat. Tell me that ain't a chiddush. Major chiddush. So we have a big machlokas. Is the Shira Kezayat? Is the Shira Reviyat? While I say it in a way to make you crazy, to worry about all these other things. But meanwhile, certainly we have one major machlokas here. Is the Shira Reviyat or is the Shira a Kezayat? So you can't prove anything from our Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so I won't prove anything from our Rabbi Akiva, okay? It's Rabbi Akiva in the Braitha. The Braitha speaks it out clearly so that nobody can make your types of arguments. Rabbi Akiva in the Braitha says, Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shesharap Ito Bayayin. And now get this, man. V'achal Kizayit Mipat Umiayin. Now, what are you going to say now? So it's clear Rabbi Akiva is saying the Kizayit is not comprised of pure wine. The Kizayit can include the pot. Chayav, so clearly, obviously once we see it in the Braita, we now understand that that's the meaning in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva was using the word letzarev to tell me at the mitzarev, yes sir. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Mishrat indeed is a halacha of at the mitzarev, yes sir. Masha'im Kain, I was asking, says Abaye, maybe Mishrat would come to tell me the din of Tam Ki'ikar, like it says in the Braita, that's going on Liba Derabbanan.
Akiva means diluted wine.
Rabbi Akiva now means diluted wine. In the bright. Omale Ravacha Bereda Ravavi L'Ravashi. Okay, says Ravacha to Ravashi. According to Rabbi Akiva, okay? Rabbi Akiva learns Mishrat, L'Hai V'Chol Mishrat Anavim, is L'Het Mitzdarif L'Isra. How does he know that Tam Ke'ikar? I mean, he certainly can't say that he doesn't hold of Tam Ke'ikar, because no one in his right mind would jump to Het Mitzdarif L'Isra until he's established Tam Ke'ikar. I mean, the most natural thing, the first thing that you'll say is the Torah gives a shear. What's the first thing you got to know about Tarovet? Is Tarovet Asur or not? Is the first thing you got to know? Well, there's only a time to jump to the conclusion you can actually use the Heter and be Mitzarefet L'Yisr before you even know what the Torah has to say and to claim that there's a din of less than a Kezayit, which was a shear of Alokhan Mashmisina? So obviously, this Atozizalik explains it. Obviously, there's a din of Tam Ke'ikar according to Rabbi Akiva. The only question is, how does he know it? He's not learning it out from Mishrat, which is where the Rabbanan learned it out from. So where does he learn it from? Says the Gemara, Yolif mi Basar B'cholav. He can learn out of Basar B'cholav. I mean, how does Basar B'cholav work? You got a little bit of taste of milk in the meat. So where's the milk? So over there, Lav Tam B'Yamu, the Torah still takes that time very seriously. It says, oh, you big, big no-no. Milk fall into meat. No. So there you see, Tam Ke'ikar. V'yaser. Hakanani lo shna. Says Rabban, you can't use Basar B'cholav as a model to anything. Basar B'cholav lo gamrinan. The whole idea of Basar B'cholav is a mad chiddush. So who in the world would use that as a model? What's the big chiddush about Basar B'cholav? My chiddush. I mean, we say it's a chiddush that violates the norms of the way the Torah asserts things. Really, is it smart? So, my chiddush, what's the chiddush? Ilema da ailechudei vailechudei shori. Is it the fact that each one is perfectly kosher on its own and magically becomes usher when it's mixed? That's about as crazy as getting water out of oxygen and hydrogen. You think that's weird, huh? Well, not really. I mean, kilayim nami. Ailechudei shori, vailechudei shori. I mean, kilayim is the same thing. You're wearing some wool. And it's perfectly kosher. You're wearing some linen, and it's perfectly kosher. Now, all you got to do is put some threads between them, and now you're in big trouble again. So obviously, I mean, things act differently in combination than they are alone. That's not a violation of standards of the Torah. So that can't be the chiddush. Okay, bad idea, that's also the kilayim. So what then is a chiddush? Chiddush is that eladi torah lekula yuma b'chalva shori. Look, you can take a piece of meat and soak it in milk. Is there anything wrong with eating that meat? Did you write it? Nothing at all. Perfectly kosher. Nice flavored, milk-flavored meat. There's no problem with milk-flavored meat. But the moment that you cook meat in milk, now all of a sudden it becomes usher. So don't talk to me about taste. Because the issue is not taste. There's something magic about this. Cook it in milk. There's something about cooking it in milk. Therefore, you cannot derive from here that the taste is what the Torah is being makbid on. If it isn't being makbid on the taste, per se. So maybe this is a unique halacha.
If you don't cook it to the...
What do you mean? In South Africa, they didn't use to soak for a long time before they dried the biltong. You know, it's got a good taste. But marinated meat? That's all the rabbis doing.
Soaking for 24 hours considered cooking?
Not like I mean this.
Kavush,
you say, not Kavush. Kavush, Kavush, perhaps, but that takes 24 hours. Let's see if that's the right. These are also years. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, hey, the Rabbanan have a good time over here. Basar B'cholov is indeed a Chiddush. So how can you learn that from Basar B'cholov? The Rabbanan were right. Ella, you're right. Okay. Rabbi Akiva's got another good marker. If the Torah tells you you can't use a treif pot, okay, isn't it telling you that a taste is not kosher? Well, the Torah says you can't use a treif for pot. You learn it out. Yolav b'gulei ov v'kochavi. The Amr Rachmana here, we bring back all these beautiful, new, delicious pots from our war with Midian. Well, they had these gorgeous stainless steel new pots there. I mean, they're hardly used, you know. Oh, man. And before we were allowed to use them, what did it say? Kol davar asher yavo be'esh, taviru be'esh. You got to put it through Agalar. You got to, if it's Teflon, it's a big problem. The whole big thing. And clearly the Torah was being mocked, but at that point, at the taste of a thing. So, lav time of the almuhu, the asur. I mean, it's just a taste. It's just in a pot. And nonetheless, the Torah says you can't use the pot. So, you now know Tam Kikar. If I now have, says Rabbi Akiva, another pasuk that talks about Mishrat Anavim, so that already must be a brand new halacha of Etamit Starif Leisur. Ooh, that's a good question then. So the Rabbananami, Tepukle, Migiule, Obeku Chavim. So why did the Rabbanan think that they should use Mishrat to tell me Tam Kikar instead of using it to tell me Heter Mitzarev Leisur? It's not needed to tell me Tam Kikar, because Rabbi Akiva seems to be right. Learn it out from Giule Yakum. Or Marley. No, you can't learn it out from Giule Yakum. Hotam Chidushu. That too is a violation of norms. Because take a look at a novella. What does the Torah say about a novella? That you can sell it now to a ger, right? Okay. So what does that tell me? That if it's not sellable to a ger, why? Because he wouldn't eat it. Because it doesn't taste good anymore. It's already starting to spoil. That then the novella is not usher. So that means that the Torah establishes halacha, that something which is no tin tam livgam, it doesn't taste good. If it doesn't taste good, it's not usher. Period. Now you're telling me that this stuff in the dishes, that's not going to boil, it tastes good? This doesn't taste good. Nonetheless, the Torah is answering it. So normally, no tin tam livgam is mutar. V'gabi ki ulei ov deko chavim, it's asur. I mean, who knows when the last time the Midian guy used this pot? You know, it's already been a week since we left him hanging in his house. So, why would it be us, sir? It must be. It's a chiddush. Hey, that's a good point. Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with that? Rabbi Akiva, nami achidush, huh? Om Ravuna Barchia, according to Rabbi Akiva, lo asa Torah, look at there about Yuma. The lav notin livgamu. Who says that Elazar HaKohen was telling everybody, don't use that new pressure cooker until you boil it up? Maybe he was saying, look, if you're in such a rush, you got to boil it up, or you can wait till tomorrow, and it'll be kosher anyway. So that means that all the Torah was asering were things that were still freshly filled with all types of tarfus. But if they had been 24 hours old, be nice at time of God. Say the Rabbanah, don't give me that halachic business. You know what? A kedera bas yumanami ef shalok pagmapurta. We're talking about the pre-halacha business over here. You're telling me that the Torah says that something that has a lousy taste, I don't care whether it's a technically lousy taste or just a plain old-fashioned lousy taste, but nobody's going to tell me that using a pot that had been used for something else is advantageous. So maybe it's not nauseating, but it certainly isn't something you want to boil up your coffee or tea in, right? Why? Because it doesn't taste good. One of the secrets of good coffee is to make sure you've got a clean, beautifully clean coffee pot. There we go.
Cold water.
So, that's also true. So you certainly would not have thought, if it wouldn't be for this chiddush, that you should answer a kedera. So therefore, it's a chiddush, you can't bring a raya from there to Tam Ke'ikar by Kolatera Kula. Now, this is a little bit strange, because what isser are we talking about? A new isser called Gi'ulei Akum? No, we're talking about the isser of Chazer, Nevela, Chelet, or a chiddush. Great, thank you, chiddush. Okay, but now the Torah is established that nice and tam, you want to say even slightly livgam, of Chazer, Nevela, is usser, no? So what's the problem? So what's chiddush? There's a new thing called Gi'ulei Akum. Oh, Gemara is crazy. What is this talking about? It starts, you know, it fools you into thinking there's this new thing called Gi'ulei Akum. And then when you turn around, what new thing? There's no new thing. It's just a question whether the taste of the good old-fashioned Yisurim that everybody is used to all sitting there in Yeridea, whether they're usher in a case where it's just tam ke'ikr, even where there's a pegima in the tam. So what's the Gemara trying to say? It's a chiddush. So what I have to say is the Rishonim or Masbir is that what it means is that there is a perhaps a chiddush in the concept of keli michlal. In other words, the Torah may be more makpid on something that you're going to use continually, and this is the thing that you cook in to make sure that it doesn't have tam, which lamaisa is true if you're cooking coffee. In other words, in general, people are more makpid on the kli of a thing than for maybe a little bit of a pollutant that falls. Okay, maybe. But it doesn't spoil the taste. But if it comes now to something I'm going to use, I want it to be clean. So maybe the Torah indeed is more makpid on kelim. But you're trying to establish halach and taroivas in general. Maybe you can't derive it there. Say the chachomi. Well, but there's a remez over there to put into Bigfoot, but that's a, it's a smart to be on. It says over there also, Taviro Bamayim. So, therefore, say the Rabbanan, I can't really learn from there either. Okay. So now it turns out we have a machlokes, whether it's considered to be a chiddush to learn from Gyule Akum. Rabbi Akiva holds, I don't think it's reasonable to say that the Torah is giving us a special halak of something that is pogma ma'at, that's irrelevant, it's only a kederah bas yuma, therefore it's not a nice tam of gam, and because of that I can derive from here, tkola Torah, kula tam ke'ikr. What do I do now with Mishrat? I tell you that Mishrat is there for etim and starf le'isr. The Rabbanan say, no, I don't have any marker for tam ke'ikr, my only marker is Mishrat anavim, and therefore I don't know about this jazz of etim and starf le'isr, never heard of it. Okay, that's where we're up to. Says Rav Acha, Breda Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, but wait a second. You very conveniently ignored an issue that we mentioned in passing. The Rabbanan used Mishrat as a model for Kala Tera Kula. But when Rabbi Akiva uses Mishrat, he says, it's only Nazir. I mean, that actually was the way that it was said over by Rabbi Abu initially. Rabbi Abu says, well, it's true that this is coming to tell me, Hatha Bistar for Isra, but only Isra Nazir, nowhere else. I mean, why don't we say Min Rabbanan Nishmal Rabbi Akiva? Didn't the Rabbanan just say, as you analyzed it, that Hai Mishrat comes to tell me what? Lite Tam Ke'ikr. And then continued on in the Braita to say, Umikan Adadan Lekol Yisurim Shebatorah. And now Nazir becomes a model for Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to Rabbi Akiva also, Rabbi Akiva Nami, he learns Mishrat is Hetem Tzadar for Yisur. Why doesn't he say the same thing? He should say, Umikan Adadan Lekol HaTorah Kula. Lekol Yisurim Shebatorah. Why did he claim that Nazir was a unique issue, and that you cannot make this universal? This was what Abaye was screaming about earlier. What would be wrong if you all had to start with Isser of saying that it's a din kol HaTorah Kula? This is why Abaye was trying to read it into the Mishnayos of Truma. Says the Gemara, you know why? Not because there's any problem of learning from Nazir, but because there is another place where the Torah teaches the halacha of Hetem Tzadar Fleis. And since there's another place, it becomes Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ki'achad. And what is this other place? Amar Lei, Mishum, said Rav Acha Breda Rav Avia. I said Abayit Rav Acha Breda Rav Avia. Mishum Da'avi Nazir V'chatat, Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ki'achad. V'chol Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ki'achad, Emalamdin. The other place that we learn, Hetem Mitzvah Le'Isser, is in the Dinim of a Korban Chatat, as we're about to see. Okay. Nazir, Odi Amoran. So Nazir, okay, we just said, Bishrat HaNavim, comes to me, Hetem Mitzvah Le'Isser. I would like to learn out from there, and then suddenly I turn around and say, but wait. If I was indeed using Nazir as a model, then the Torah wouldn't have had to tell me that the same halakha is true by a chatat, because I already know that. So if it comes to tell me that's did by chatat, obviously it's also indicating, look, unless I say so, it's no. So where you get the word that Heter's mitzvah v'leiser, Heter's mitzvah v'leiser. But where I don't say so, I don't say so. And therefore it can't be a model. And where is that other case of chatat? Chatat mai. The Tanya, we learn in a brisa, analyzing the dinim of chatat. It says there, kol asher yiga bifsara, anything that touches the meat of a chatat, yigdash, will become itself holy. So what does that mean? Yochel afilo shelo balai, you might think it's sort of like maybe tuna. You touch it. So if you touch something that's tameh, you become tameh. So here too, if you touch something that's kodesh, you become kodesh. Maybe that's what it is. Yochel afilo shelo balai, you might think that means even without absorption. Talmud lomar bivisara. Bivisara means inside of. That means that it's now absorbed into this other carbon. Achi yivala bivisara. So that means that it's in the meat of another carbon. I now have the taste of the carbon chatos. Yigdash. What does yigdash mean? Yigdash means shall become holy in the same way that the chatos was holy.
Liyot kamoa. Whatever they did was on the chatat. If the chatat was psula, let's say this chatat was notar, then the other korban also can't be. He pasel. Ve'im kishera, te'achel kechamur sheba. If it was kosher, you now have to eat it according to whatever is most chamur. So let's say a shlamim touches a chatat. And some have a gears of kechamur shebehen, or shechamur shebishtehen, which is the way it appears in Zvachim. So let's say you have a shlamim that touches a chatas. Now, the norm would be that the chatas would be far more limiting than the shlamim. Chatas can only be eaten mizichrei kuhuna, and it can only be eaten betoch bechitza, and it's only eaten for one day, and you can't eat it for 2 days. A shlamim, anybody can eat. And so, okay, so now if the shlamim touches the chatas, again, you can only eat it for one day, not for 2 days, and only zichrei kuhuna, etc., etc. But where would there be a case where if the chatas absorb the shlamim, the chatas is now limited by the shlamim? Very simple. The chatas touched basar shlamim on the second day. Now the shlamim can only be eaten to the night time. The chatas itself would have been able to be eaten for the day and the following night. Aha. So now it would be kechomer shebishtehen. So whichever basar kodesh is more chamur will now affect the other one through the bli'ah. So there we see. What do we see? And he's claiming we see hetter mitzaref l'iser. How do we know he's saying Hatam and Sarf Lisser? Maybe all we're saying is Tom Gaker. The truth is, if you look back, we said that there's two different issues. Im psula hu yipasel, v'im ksheira te'achel kechamur sheba. So that there's actually two different dinim over here. One is a din in which you may not eat Isser. For that, it would be enough to say Tom Gaker. But on the other hand, we're also giving it the same halacha to say, it shall be the equivalent of that thing. If it's the equivalent of that thing, then that's telling me also a din of Heter Mitzvah Lisser. I've not changed what you are. Okay, that's some answer. Zeloko kach pashut, because remember that Tom Keiker, according to some shitot, would have caused exactly the same reaction. So this becomes one of those fulcrums in determining what's the difference between Tom Keiker and Heter Mitzvah Lisser. As you can see, this is a very rich sugya. This part of it is meaty. Certainly it's tasty. We'd have to do a lot of psachim to finish it up, and a lot of chulin to finish it up, and throw in some avodah zara while we're at it, and that would be really exciting. But since we're doing daf yomi, we've got to handle each piece when it comes, which is a little more difficult. It's also a little easier. So we now have... Come on, I don't talk that long. It's the old Fidel Castro... Okay. So there we have another pasuk. In which case, we no longer can say that we'll learn it out as a model because it's Shneik Sermevayim Ke'echad. The Rabbanan. Now, this Rabbanan, we'll see, is also not clear what we're saying. Rabbanan what? The Rabbanan don't hold them. Rabbanan. So what we'll have to say is that what it means is here, the Rabbanan will tell me that it's actually to tell me Tom Ke'echad. Maybe that's the chat. And I need both of these things. But that's one possibility. We'll discuss more of the options tomorrow. It's been going on a long time over here. So Rabbanan say, well, but I need both of them because Rachman Agabi Chatas. I say, well, you can't learn out a Nazir from a Chatas. Nazir lo atimine, mishum the Nazir mi kachum lo yalfina. I can't learn out Chulin from kachum. I mean, the Torah is always more makbid on Kodesh than it is on Chulin. On the other hand, if it wrote Nazir, havaminami Nazir lo yalfina, how can I learn out anything from Nazir? Mishum the chomer isure, Nazir is very chomer. Afilu chartzan osirle. The Torah answered even something that generally you don't eat, which is the chartzani. We were learning the pips. Yilkachlo asimine. You can immediately see the problem in this, because in the Braita we said that if a Nazir is also koshkei, everything else is also. Now all of a sudden, the grand plan of three great kulas in Nazir was throwing out the window by throwing in the chomer of chartzan. Something changed. Something dangerous. So we're going to need to look at this once again tomorrow. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, what's the problem? Maybe because I want a chatas, I agree. The Torah would have said kachim, he can't learn out the nazir. Lo gamar nazir. Maybe because chulam he kachim lo gamina. But what's wrong with learning out a nazir? Lichta rakwan of a nazir. V'teite chatat mine. They'll call his surin shabatora kagamri mi nazir. I thought we were learning everything out of nazir. Rabbanan would say, well, actually, we do need both of these. Maybe you're right. But chatas I learn indeed, like you say, at the mitzvah for Yisr. And that's only in kachim. I can't learn out chulin from kachim, as you just said. So chulin mi kachim lo gamrina.
And now the Mishrat was for Tam Ke'ikr, because we didn't learn out from Gula Yaakov. And therefore, we're now all happy. Umikanat Adan, Lekol Yisrin Shabbat Torah, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, who learns out Tam Ke'ikr from Gula Yaakov, I now have two psukim for Etam Itztarif Leisr, one by Nazir, one by Chatas, and Shkor Shrek Tuvim Abayim Ke'achad, Ein Melamdim. So it boils down, the whole Machlokas according to this boils down to the question of whether Geula Yaakov forms a possible model for Tam Ke'ikr. If I learn it out of Tam Ke'ikr from there, then I don't need Mishrat for Tam Ke'ikr. So now I have Etam Itztarif Leisr from Mishrat, and undeniably have Etam Itztarif Leisr from Chatan, and therefore I have Shrek Tuvim Abayim Ke'achad. Whereas if I need Mishrat to tell me Tam Ke'ikr, the only place I have Etam Itztarif Leisr is by Chatas. But that would be true for all Kachim, and it is. And I'm unable to learn out Chulin from Kachim because the general rule, Chulin mi Kachim lo yafina. Therefore, the Rabbanan say, there's no din of Etam Itztarif Leisr on anything but Kachim. So we leave it at that for today until the next exciting episode, which is when?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it is, huh? Why? You mean you didn't want to have like a special kind of makeup? No. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting too many takers on that special makeup. Nah, I got a lot of frowns, a lot of shaking heads. So we'll just catch up gradually. Eighth day. שתי מדוחות, אחת של תרומה ואחת של חולין, ולפניו שתי כדירות, אחת של תרומה ואחת של חולין, ונפלו אלו לתוך אלו, שתיהן מתוארות שאני אומר חולין לתוך חולין נפלו, ותרומה לתוך תרומה נפלו. ואיסק הדייתך כזית וכי אכילה פרסת דיורייתא, עמי אמרינה, unquote, שאני אומר, etc. unquote. אלא מה? What do you think about it? אתה מצטרף לי, sir? So then עמי אמרינה, שאני אומר, which is only drabonin anyway. Shtei kupot, achat shel truma v'achat shel chulin. V'lifneihem shtei sa'im, achat shel chulin v'achat shel truma. V'naflu eilu letoch eilu, shneihem mutarim, shani omer chulin letoch chulin naflu, truma letoch truma naflu. V'isak tzai v'kizayin, v'chdei achilas pras d'yoraita, amai amrinen shani omer, I mean, bishwen ala didi, d'amina that all issues had to be entirely yeser. So since over here you're going to the fish and chulin, there's no problem because it's bottle. So it's only a drabbanan anyway. I love the doctor. Amrit mishum diki gezayin b'teachilas pras. That's the oraita. So kinafish chulin my hami. Omar le hanak l'truma bizman hazeh. It's only drabbanan. Omar le abaya. So in general, mibay dahay mishrat letem itzarif lisur udiata. Deom balite dam ki ikir udiata. Abaya, what's with you? And he's got a million questions that everything should be at the Mitzvah Leisr, the Kamotiv Lakohanim Tiyuvten, and now all of a sudden, not Amalei, well, maybe the whole thing's only Litain Tam Kikr anyway. Yeah, why not? I mean, but the Shani Lei, Amalei, the Amalei Litain Tam Kikr. Who the other? The Kibikitanya, Mishrat Litain Tam Kikr, namely, Shim Shara Navim Babai, the Yesh Ben Tam Yayin, it's the Mikhail. מכאן אתה דן לכל יצורים שבתורה. ומה נזיר שאין יצורו יצור עולם, ואין יצורו יצור הנאה, ויש יותר ליצורה, nonetheless, the Torah was also for Tam Ke'ikr. So certainly something חמור, like כלא יקר, שיצורה אין יצור עולם, ואין... שיצורה אין יצור עולם, ויצורה אין יצור הנאה, ואין יותר ליתר ליצורה, אני נותן שיעשה בו Tam Ke'ikr. Vuadilor la mispishtai. Omra lay avud rabona. Rabbi avu ki kom la Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? I Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Akiva dalacha. Tetzan Rabbi Akiva omra filo sharapi to bayayin. Ve yeshbo kede la tzaref kizayet chayav. Mimai? Dilma hudika kizayet be'en. Vechite mimai lemema. Lafu kemitana kabadam rachishta revit yayin. Ela Rabbi Akiva de Braita. Tetan Rabbi Akiva omer. Nazir shesharapi to bayayin. ויאכל כזית מפת ומיין חייב. There he says it בפרש. אומר לי רבא וברד רבא ולא רבא אשי. לרבי עקיבא, תקומו כמו עליי וכל משרת לתם מצטרף לאיסר. הרי הינו ליטי תם קיקר מנהלי. יולד מבשר וחלב. לאו תם ביעלמו ונדלס אסור. הכנה מלא שנה ורבונם. You can't learn it out of בשר וחלב. לא גם רינה. זה חידוש הוא. מה חידושי? And now suddenly, they become usher. The same thing is true about Kelayim Nami. I look with HR, I look with HR, Ubadi Adodi Asa. Ella, the Taro, like Kula Yuma Bechal Vashori. But Mevashale, Bishale is Asa. Rabbi Akiva Nami, is it possible to call it a Chiddush? Yeah, it is. Ella Yola Vigule Yakum, Yomra Kwana, Kol Dabar Asher Yavo Be'esh. Lemeimra, that's it, you remember the Gachodim? Now over there, last time of the Amahu, nonetheless it's Asa. Hachanami Loshna. Rabban Nami, why do you need Mishrat? Typically, me do leo veko chavim. Oh, Marlay, hartam chidershu, dobekola terakola notik tam livgam is mutter. The gabi do leo veko chavim, it's usher. So, according to Rabbi Akiva Nami, a chidershu. Om Ravuna Marlia, Rabbi Akiva holds lo esoterile kedera bat yuma, which is not calling notik tam livgam. So, Rabban say, so. But kedera bat yuma nami, yev shadol pagma purta. Amar le Ravach, Rabbi Ravach, yelo Ravashi. Mid Rabbanan nishma Rabbi Akiva. Lav ami Rabbanan ami shrati ten tam ki iker. And then they say mikanat adam the kol yisurin shabbat Torah. So Rabbi Akiva nami de kumukim la lai mishrat lehet mitzrat le yisur. He should also say lei ma lai mishrat is to tell me mikanat adam the kol yisurin shabbat Torah. Amar le he would have. Except Mishum Davi Nozir V'chatat, Shnei K'tuvim Abayim K'echad, V'chor Shnei K'tuvim Abayim K'echad, Ein Melamdim. The Nozir, we know, of course, very well, the Amora, Chatat Mahi, Tatanya Kol Asher Yiga Biv Sarah Yigdash. Yochal Apilu Shalo Bela, Tamilon Biv Sarah, Ach Yivala Biv Sarah. And what does Yigdash mean? Liot Kamoa, She'im Psulawu Yipasel V'im Shirat Yachel K'chamur Shabbat. Vrabonan, Srifi, Kazrachmana, Gabichata, Sava Mina Nazir Loatiminai, Mishum the Nazir Mikachim Loyafina, Vika Tabrachmana Gabi Nazir Ava Mina, Minazir Loyafina, Mishum the Chomeri Sure, Dafilu Khartsana Sirlai, Yokok Loatimine, Rabbi Akiva Amalakalamai Srifi, Mishai Vika Tabrachmana Khatat Logoma Nazir Mineta Kulamikachim Logamrina, but with Tabrachmana Benazir, and then Tete Khatat Mine, the Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah could come with Minozer. Rabbon and Amalacha, Chatat is coming to add to Mitztayr for Yisur, and it's only by Kachim, because Cholom Mikachim Lo Gamrina. Mishrat is Litein Tam Ki Iker, Mikanat Adam, the Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. As according to Rabbi Akiva, I know that already from Yulei Akum, and therefore both Mishrat and Chatat are coming to violate the Mitztayr for Yisur, and therefore, Avinu Shnei K'tuvim Abayim K'echad, V'chol Shnei K'tuvim Abayim K'echad, Ein Melamdim.